Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. I'm saying it back to front because I'm just that kind of person today. And plus it's the evening. It is currently 19:19 PM and I am just starting to record because it's been one of the days. My phone hasn't stopped. I haven't stopped. I've had a migraine, I've had appointments, I've had an awful lot going on today. So this will be out about 9 o'clock tonight, depending on how quick I talk, how much I've got to say for myself. Because we know sometimes I like a wee sing song, and we know sometimes I like to talk, and some episodes are longer than others. So I thought tonight, just because we're playing catch up, and obviously we've had an episode out the last two nights, and then we've got one out tomorrow, back to normal tomorrow, 7 PM. I thought tonight I would update you on a few things that I want to talk about in the future, hopefully near future, a few topics that some people might want to come on board and talk about if you maybe work in that sort of situation or whatever. But I'll speak more about that later. And I thought I would update you on why I keep going AWOL. I don't mean it, I promise. What can we sing for that one? It's my life. It's my life is very chaotic sometimes, and yeah, so we'll get to that at some point tonight. Where do we start? Do we start with a sing song? No the day. I've got a sore eye. It's really annoying me. Do you know one of these sore eyes? You actually don't know what part of the eye is sore because I think, do you know, it feels like it's like at the tear duct, but you know it's not at the tear duct. Do you think somebody's punched me in my sleep? I mean, I've got a few flies flying about, so maybe they've stuck a head in me when I've been sleeping. So where will we start? We'll get over and done with the stuff about me because I hate talking about myself. I like to talk, I just don't like talking about myself. So I don't know how far back to go. Obviously I've told you that basically my whole adult life I've had mental health struggles. And we to and fro back and forth about how good they are and how bad they are. And they're not bad at the minute, but they're also not great. So I went back on medication a couple of years ago, which is absolutely fine. I'm now at a point in my life where I'm like, right, okay, we need medication. There was a very long time in my life where I thought, I'm alright now, I can stop my medication. And then the next thing you know, there's people kicking your door down, want to take you to a hospital, and you're like, oh, no, the day. Can I just stay here, please? Don't want to go to hospital. I know I'm making a joke here. I don't like talking serious about myself. I don't like talking serious in a lot of situations in my personal life. I'm fine when it's other people's lives, and I can be as serious as they need me to be, but see, when I'm talking about me, I make a joke of everything. So if I make a joke of something, please understand I'm not actually making a joke of it. It's just my way of, it's my coping mechanism sometimes. And I think most days can do that. I was going to give you a scenario of when I joke, but I'm not going to, because it could offend some people or trigger some people. I don't want to do that, sorry. I'm sitting here rubbing my eye because it's so blooming sore. So yes, we've been back on meds for quite a while and we're doing well, but we upped them again this year. a few months ago, there was just a few, I've got a few things going on, and I think it's maybe affecting my mental health more than I thought. So that's the mental health side. I have told you, so I will tell you my full story about my mental health at some point. Not today. We're not going down that road today. Then you've got the physical health. That's a whole other ballgame. So see if any of you out there are like some kind of scientist and you're looking to rebuild somebody's body and you need a guinea pig, sign me up. Sign me up today. I will be that person. I don't mind if I keep my brain. I mean, there's not much in there. I think if I shook my head, I'd rattle. Don't mind keeping my brain. I quite like new eyes. With eyes that work. Mine's do work. I can see, but not very well. I need a whole new bone and muscle structure. And yeah, just everything, I suppose, needs to be new. And this is where we go. So, for a long time, since my 20s, I've been told by my GP, oh, we think you've got arthritis. We think you've got this. We think you've got that. We think we've got osteoporosis. Osteoporosis. I think it's osteoporosis. Because, obviously, I had an eating disorder. And they thought it had affected my bone structure and whatever else, and the pain and the whatever. So I was getting told I had, I can't remember what arthritis anyway. Then I was getting told osteoporosis. And we were going back and forth and back and forth. And then we went to the hospital and never really got anywhere because I was young at the time. And they never take you very seriously when you've got a lot of pain and you're young. They think you're at it. Then that kept going on and it was going through one bit. Started in my ankle, then went to my knee. I remember walking along the canal one day. I was only in my mid-20s and my knee completely locked, and it was the first time it ever happened. And I was like, so I'm in the middle of a canal. Well, not actually in the canal, on the pathway. And how do I get home? Because I can't walk. So that was fun. Then I did get home. It took me about 2 hours. It should only took me maybe 20 minutes or something. For where I was. So that was the first incident when my knee locked. And then it progressively, my knees progressively got worse. Then it went to my hips. And the hips don't lie, let me tell you. Not in a good way. I'm not Shakira, Shakira. Definitely not doing the Shakira. Now it's gone to my elbows, my wrists, my hands, my shoulders. I swear to goodness me. So we goes back to rheumatology. And we had the, what I would class as the worst doctor you could ever come across. Now, I could tell for the minute she said my name, the appointment wasn't going to go well. She just had a face like a scalped ass. I'm sorry, but she really annoyed me. She wasn't very friendly. I think she just looks at you and kind of, you're below 50, so you're going nowhere. I think, Now, when did I go to rheumatology? The last time I went to rheumatology, I think, was maybe about 3 years ago. Anyway, I was in and out the appointment within 7 minutes, and that was including getting bloods done. That was me walking from the waiting room into the room, the doctor's room, answering her 3 questions that had nothing to do with what was going on. No proper examination. Then walking to another room to get my bloods done. 7 minutes. They also lost one of my blood tests, one of my blood samples. Told me that I probably don't have arthritis. And I said, okay, so when the results come back, how long until I come back? When will I find out about my next appointment to see what's going on? And she went, oh no, you won't be getting another appointment. So that was also fantastic. We went, I feel as if this is like a therapy session, like poor me. I don't mean it to be like that. I'm just trying to give you some background. So then, when we did finally get the results back, and they didn't redo, by the way, they didn't redo the bloods that they lost. They wrote a letter to my doctor that even my doctor couldn't understand. Listen, there's no words. Then we asked for a second opinion. I was refused a second opinion because apparently in these 7 minutes, I had an extensive examination. So because she put the extensive examination in the notes, they refused me a second opinion. So we tried to go to another hospital to get a second opinion, but they looked at their notes as well. Me and my doctor thought we were being smart and they outsmarted us. he said, oh no, Aileen's had an extensive examination. She can't have another one. Aileen has not had an extensive examination. Just because your doctor said that she did, she lies. She tells lies. Put her up against the Bible and tell her to put her hand up to God, and God will judge her for lying. That's what I've got to say, and I'm not religious. So yeah, that was that. So I just thought, you know what, I can't be bothered fighting me. I don't have it in me. I just got on with things. They did say I had fibromyalgia. To be fair to them, they did say that. That's another story. But then last year, I think it was, I started getting really bad fatigue. Wait, no, a year passed in December there. So almost 2 years ago, about 20 months ago, I started having bother with my eyes. So I was getting sent to, what do you call it? The eye clinic, the eye hospital. So I get rushed up there a couple of times. I also get rushed to A&E because they thought I had a infection travelling up to my brain. When I went to A&E, listen, this sounds like I'm making this up, right? But I promise I'm not. I just don't have much luck when it comes to hospitals and doctors. I've just broke my mic. Wait a minute. Fixed it. So yeah, I don't have much luck. I don't seem to get the doctors with a good... And it's not that. I always go in and I'm like really friendly and trying to be nice to them because I know they've got a really hard job. But they never give me the same back. They don't give me the same energy as I give them. Then I'm raging and then I get annoyed with myself when I leave because I don't stick up for myself when I'm in that situation. So anyway, the time when I got rushed up to the hospital because they thought I'd infection travelling up to my brain, the initial doctor that thought I had the infection travelling up to my brain was supposed to put notes on my patient portal to tell them that I needed a CT scan and a something else scan, which I can't remember, right? So 2 different scans. He didn't put the notes on, so they refused to give me any scans. They left me sitting in the waiting room for 9 hours to send me home with amoxicillin. The most generic antibiotic out there for a potential brain thing. What did I say? Infection. Anyway, I'm still here to tell the tale. So even if I do have that brain infection, it's not bumped me off yet. So then we go to about, I think it was last year, I started getting really bad fatigue. Just still haven't bothered with my eyes, haven't bothered with ulcers in my mouth, loads of different things. The list just keeps growing and growing and growing, and I'm getting to the point where there's some days I literally can't keep my eyes opened. I can't even make food for my boys. I'm in so much pain. I'm all swollen. There's just everything going wrong. So now I am going to neurology to see, number one, if there's a brain in there. Is that what neurology... Neurology's the brain, isn't it? I'm kidding on. I do know neurology's the brain. So we're going to neurology next week and we're going to go and see if I've got MS. Listen, you couldn't write it. I'm going to go to neurology and I swear to God, see if it's that same doctor I seen at rheumatology. I'll be like, just mark me off sick. Tell them I never turned up and give me a different doctor, please, because I ain't seen her. No, the day. She doesn't like me and I don't like her, is the vibe I'm getting. So, we've got that. We've also got a lot of stomach issues, which could all be linked. If it is MS, if it isn't MS, then it might still be linked. It might not. Listen, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So we're going for a scan for that 2 weeks after the neurology appointment. I'm supposed to be going to see orthopaedics as well. Listen, I'm getting my money's worth out of these people. Go to see orthopaedics as well about the elbows. Again, because we've already seen them last year.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Or was it this year? No, I think it was about a year ago. I seen orthopaedics. I don't know. Because I went to orthopaedics and they sent me to physio, and physio told me there was nothing they could do for me. So then they sent me to, no, listen, right. So went to orthopaedics. They said they think I needed to go to physio. But if physio couldn't help me, I could go back to orthopaedics. So I went to physio. On my first appointment, physio says, no, we can't help you, but what we'll do is we'll refer you to your local gym, not the man gym, the exercise gym. I know that's a dad joke, sorry. So we went to the gym, and the first day in the gym, the instructor made me do stuff that my body couldn't do because my body's completely broke and wrecked, and it put me in bed for a month. Just let that sit there for a minute. A month before I could start to feel no pain again. So yeah, the gym didn't work. We didn't go back to the gym after that because I thought if I try that one more time, I'll be not here anymore. I'll be playing with Casper, the friendly ghost, you know. Me and him will be besties because we'll be flying about together. So we didn't go back to the gym because we didn't want to hang about with Casper yet. So we'll just wait and see what happens next week. I'm also waiting for blood results coming back. I've been told, if you don't get a phone call, so that this was today, right? Today I went for blood results, blood test, sorry. So if you don't hear back within a week, then phone in. But then if you do get a phone call, then that's kind of worrying. Why would you say that to somebody? Do these people not have any kind of bedside manner? I mean, I know I can take it on the chin and that, and I'm as tough as old boots, but there's a time and a place, and luckily my mental health's slightly stable this week. Do PMT, mind you, so aye. She's lucky she never hurt me. I might have hurt her back. So yes, I just wanted to let you know that's the reason why sometimes I don't always put an episode out, because it's due to the fatigue and the pain. It's a long-winded story, wasn't it? Just to tell you that sometimes I'm really tired and really sore and I can't do any work. But hopefully after next week, we'll have some answers and maybe be on the right medication that might help a bit better than the medication I'm on now. We'll see. But back to if anybody wants to rebuild my body, please. Just please. Like I said, I don't mind having the same body as long as it's not sore and it's not really tired. And I think I'm aging quite well, but I don't think my sons agree. You see, I mentioned I'm far from it. But then at the same time, I'm getting teenage spots again. Is that a thing? Anybody else that's menopausal? Does your skin go back to teenage years? Because mine's is. Teenage years with wrinkles. I don't really have many wrinkles, to be fair. A couple run about the eyes. That's normal, isn't it? Some of you that are a lot younger than me have got wrinkles run about your eyes as well. So don't tell lies. So I think I've said that I'm going to grow old gracefully, but I've thought of ways of doing a graceful disgraceful. So I've thought of a way how I can hide my wrinkles. One of them is when I'm tying my hair up, you just tie it up higher and tighter and it pulls, it gives you a free facelift just while your hair's tied up. I mean, if you're taking a wee random up the road for a bit of and you take your bobble out your hair and your face will fall at the same time, so maybe don't do that until you know them a bit better. The other thing you could maybe do is use sellotape. I don't know if you could you glue? I don't think you could use glue. I don't think you could use glue. That would be dangerous. Try to think of anything else you could do. Hairspray, maybe pull your head up and then lift. See, just at your hairline, lift. Spray some hairspray and see if it stays in that position. I don't know. I'll try it first, right, so that you don't hurt yourself. If I hurt myself, it's all right, because everything else is sore anyway, so it'll not make any difference. Severe migraines, that's something else I've got there now. But listen, I'm hoping when I get my new glasses, it'll calm my migraines down. But I say I hope. I'm not very hopeful, because I hoped the last time I got new glasses 2 years ago, it would help as well, didn't it? All by myself. That's what I feel like now. I feel like Bridget sitting with my laptop and my mic telling my tales of woe. We're getting my violin out. Wait, I'm just trying to push a tear out, but it's not happening. Any of you crying yet? Any of you feeling sorry for me yet? Because see, if you're not, I just think that's not very nice. Right. Anyway, I was just updating you on why sometimes there isn't always an episode. So that's your update, right? I'm not talking about myself anymore. I don't like talking about myself. I leave that for everybody else to talk about behind my back. There's a few things I'd like to talk about on here today, but I don't know if I can or not. I'm not talking about it today. I'll talk about it another day. What I'll do is I'll get somebody that knows me really well to come on and I'll talk about it to them. And then it means that I can't just get sued. They can get sued as well. We can get sued together. So, upcoming episodes. I say upcoming. I don't know when I'm putting these episodes out, because I'm just planning them at the minute. There's a few different things I want to talk about. One being the sort of housing crisis. And there's a couple of ways you can look at it. There's a couple of ways we're going to look at it. So, one housing crisis is obviously the homeless. How much is actually getting done to help homelessness? Obviously, when I was younger, you used to have like a lot of hostels for male, female. I don't think there was many mixed, to be fair, because I think they tried to make sure they didn't share beds, maybe, if you want to put it like that. Don't know how to put it. But a lot of hostels, especially in Glasgow, so I'm presuming everywhere in the UK, I don't know about the rest of the world, have been closed down and they haven't rebuilt any new ones, which means there's now a lot more people on the streets living because they don't have the hostels to go and stay in overnight, or for however long. But there's another side to housing crisis as well, and it is rising damp, dampness, mould, condensation, all this kind of thing. Just basically houses that aren't fit for purpose. I personally am living in one, which is one of the main reasons why we're trying to move. And I know there's a lot of lawyers that are trying to help people. I've not contacted one as yet. Could be something I may do. Don't know. Keep getting lectures off of everybody to do it. But as you can see, I'm spinning an awful lot of plates at the minute. So let's can we get my can we just somebody else do it for me, please, and I'll give you part of my winnings. I'll share it with you. So that's another part of the housing crisis. You've got like houses that aren't fit for purpose, and it's not necessarily because they weren't built properly. My house that I'm in is over 100 years old. I'm sure this house was built 1903. Now I could go out in my street and check because one of the buildings has actually got the date on it, but I'm not going to do that because I'm quite comfy. I'm sorry. I might tell yous later. Maybe when I go out tomorrow, I'll have a look and I'll update yous tomorrow night on tomorrow that episode. But see, for now, I ain't moving anywhere. You've also got mouse and rat infestations in a lot of places, and that's potentially because bins are getting emptied less often. Even though society's grown, it's honestly you do wonder how the powers that be actually like how they have the nerve to take the wages they're taking. Now, come on. Yous are out there. Yous are. I'm not saying yous are living fantastic lives because we all know that the more money you've got coming in, the more money you're paying out. Because normally, the bigger your wage, the bigger your mortgage because you may be going living more in an affluent area, or you might live in a bigger house. You may have a more expensive car, so we know all this. So I'm not saying yous are living this extravagant life, but you are living better than the people that you're supposed to be looking out for. And I don't want to get political on my podcast, but I will call out the people that aren't. You're taking the wage, but you're not helping the people that you're supposed to be there for. You're not doing your job. And it's not just the housing crisis, it's the pensioners. The pensioners are getting like messed around left, right, and centre. They're getting everything took off them. They've worked most, the majority of them have worked all their days. And if you think about pensioners at the minute, most of them, especially the older pensioners, they've maybe lived through wars, they've maybe been in the forces, you've got people that are veterans that are living on the streets. You've got people that have worked in your NHS. Now, obviously, I'm talking about the UK. You've got people that have done the best in life. They've lived a fantastic life, but they're living worse than prisoners. Prisoners are getting better than them because prisoners go and do whatever crime they've done. And by the way, I'm not getting at prisoners here because they haven't done this to society. It's the government. Prisoners have done whatever they've done and they're in prison to be punished, which is where they should be. But they're living rent free. They're getting 3 meals a day. They're getting to go to a gym. They're getting to study and better their life. And that's all fantastic because if it brings them out rehabilitated, then that's exactly what we're wanting them to do. But you've got people that are working every day or bringing up kids, or the elderly or whatever that can't afford three meals a day. They can't afford to pay their rent. They can't afford to go to the gym or give their child a packet of crisps to go to school. They can't afford any luxuries because everything's being taxed, everything's been taken from them, everything's being changed, all their benefit systems all being changed. So then they're having to wait X amount of weeks or months or whatever to get their benefits. They're constantly being asked, but are you sure you're sick enough? Are you sure you're unwell enough to get that money? Are you sure? I know I'm getting angry, I get very passionate about this, but do better. That's all I'm going to say. They need to do better. And if anybody would like to join Aileen's campaign, write in. I mean, I don't actually have a campaign, but we could start one. I'm not going to start protesting, though. I'm not going out in the street with my placards and all that. No, it's coming at winter. Are you joking? I'm not standing in the rain and the snow. I'll just shout on my podcast. But yeah, that passionate Aileen came out there, because passionate Aileen, when I get passionate, I get passionate. You'll find that out eventually, maybe you just did. But yeah, so if you are living in any of the scenarios that I've just spoken about, and again, don't come for me about the stuff to do with the prisoners, because I'm not saying anything negative about prisoners, because they are in there for a reason and they do have all these options to try and rehabilitate them, and I do think that is exactly what needs to be done. I mean, more should be done for them as well. But maybe after they came out, more needs to be done for them. Or is it too late at that point? That's another topic we could talk about. So let's just say for now, we're looking to talk about housing prisoners. Can anybody remember the first one I said? I don't know. But let's add mental health into that as well. Now, I had, obviously, it's good for me, right? But it's not good for the patient, the client, whatever you want to call them. The local mental health team to me, NHS mental health team, messaged me. Now, this was a few years back. And they said, "Hi, Aileen. Just wondering if we could refer some of our clients on to you because our funding had been slashed greatly." Now, yeah, you can. That would be amazing, because it also means that their waiting time is less. But who's paying? Because are you going to pay for their appointments that they're expecting to be free? Or are you going to tell them, "We're referring you on to a private counsellor, but you need to pay"? Because if that's true, then that's wrong. But also, if you're paying me, you're potentially paying more than what you would be paying your own counsellor. So then that defeats the purpose of your budget being slashed. I don't know, it's all back to front. There's an awful lot that needs to be sorted. And I think sometimes we don't shout loud enough, and they think that we just accept everything, and it's because we don't all come together and shout. So yeah, if you can think of any other topics that Aileen might shout about, write in. But no, I would love to hear from anybody whether you want to come on and talk with me, or if you want to just send in your points that you would like me to put across for you, then yeah, we'll do it whatever way you want to do it. If you live within the sort of Glasgow or surrounding areas, we can meet up and record, or we can do it over Zoom, regardless of where you live, whether you live near me or not. And it can be audio only, or it can be visual as well. It's entirely up to you. I just have no words for the world at the minute. It's, I worry for the future generations. I really do. Is anybody an ophthalmologist? Is that how you say the word? The person that deals with your eyes? I've got a really sore eye. It's really, really annoying me. See, do you do that? Or is it just my wired brain, the way my brain's wired, that when something's sore, you fully focus on it? I also think I've got a bent eye. I know that's not a nice way to say it, so if you've got one, I'm sorry. But it's alright, I'm only talking about me. I do have astigmatism. Does that mean I know that means one of my eyeballs is the wrong shape, but does that also mean it goes either in the way or out the way? I do think I have a very mild bent eye. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody. And like I said, I'm not talking about your eyes, I'm talking about my eyes. So if you're offended for me describing my eye, I'm sorry. Didn't mean it. Just a wee joke. So I think something else I would like to talk about in the future is how we can all do better. I don't mean in your job, and I don't mean parenting, because you're probably a fantastic parent. I just mean in general, and especially on social media. And I know the people that could do better won't do better, but let's try. Let's just try. You've got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. I loved that song when I was wee. It sounds like Wreck-It Ralph next door is wrecking his mum's house. I hope the mic isn't picking up on anything he's saying. That would be disastrous. If he's heard him, recognised his voice and realised that I've spread a rumour that his mum and dad are swingers. Whoopsie! I still think they are. But they had a party last weekend. Was it the weekend before? I don't know. I think it was the weekend before. And I think the dad and his pals got on the karaoke and they were absolutely shocking. They were worse than me. That's saying something. So let's wrap it up, because Ailey's now gibbering. I've got quite a few things to do. And then tomorrow I need to take my mum to the doctor's. There was something else I was going to tell you, and I remembered it 2 minutes ago and I forgot it again. That's that menopausal brain fog. Tomorrow I think I'm recording in the morning, because then I'm busy the rest of the day. Yeah, I think that's the plan. What else are we going to do? I'm hoping to start go live a bit again on social media. I'm also hoping to make a few videos for my YouTube page for the therapy business. I was thinking today I might do a couple of meditation ones for you to try. We'll do some talking ones, we'll do some with the hands-on therapies. Yeah, I think that's another something that we're going to try and do in the next couple of months. I am also adding a few more things. Oh, right, so an advert's just come on the telly there and it just reminded me. My dad has fostered a puppy. Oh my goodness, you should see this wee thing. She is adorable. And I think she's only, I don't know, she must be about 3 months, eh? She must be, because she's allowed out in the back. She's allowed out in the garden, so she must have had her jabs. But my dad built her like this wee sort of pen bit where she can go in to do the toilet. But he clearly didn't realise how tiny she is. He put her in. lifted her over the fence bit that he built, put her in, and she just walked straight back out through one of the gaps in the fence. And he only just got to the day, and I says, oh dear, she's got to be mischief. So he's going to be fostering her for, I think it's 14 months, and it's through the guide dogs for the blind. And then she goes on, so he kind of house trains her and gets her socialising and things like that when she's outside and going on buses and going in shops and whatever. So gets her used to all that. And then once she gets to a year and a half or 14 months or whatever age it is, then she will go and do her guide dog training. But I said to my dad, I said, oh, I don't think you're going to be able to cope when she's getting taken away, because my dad's a dog person. And you can already see it in him that she's not even been there a full 24 hours yet. And you can already see that he's taken to her. But she is adorable. She's a golden retriever pup. And I just think she's going to be so cheeky. She's going to be full of mischief. But I can't wait to go and see her. But they're down in England. He needs to find out how long she needs to settle in for before he's allowed any visitors to come and stay. We'd only be going for the one night, but that still can be a lot for her. It can knock her off. So yeah, something to look forward to. But for now, I'm going to leave it at that. Anybody does want to come on and talk with me, talk to me, talk about your own situation, talk about a scenario that I've put forward. If you might have your own topic you would like me to talk about, maybe you've got a story you want me to tell for you. Again, it would be told in confidence, no names, no nothing. Just write in and tell me. You can write in at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or you can get us on Instagram, Facebook or TikTok. If you would like to book in for counselling, life coaching, wellness coaching, that can all be done either face to face, depending where you are, or over the phone or on a video call. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we can take you on. If you are within the sort of Glasgow, Eastern Bartonshire, South Lanarkshire, North Lanarkshire, Perthshire, Stirlingshire, surrounding areas, then we also offer some hands-on therapies, which are hoppy ear candling, hot stone massage, cupping massage, Indian head massage, and now also manual lymphatic drainage. If you would like to advertise your business, which would not only be advertised on the podcast, it would also be advertised on all social media platforms that we have. Or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, again, packages for everybody. We've got packages that fit every budget. Just write in rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. And when it comes to the therapies and things, it's the Reboot Sanctuary, but you can email this page as well, it's fine. It's all the one business anyway. I am going to go edit this, get it put up, get myself organised for the rest of the night and for tomorrow, and then I'll come to you with another episode 7 p.m. tomorrow night. I will speak to you all soon. I think I turned my mic down, so I'm hoping that the mic's picked up and everything that I've just said. Oh, I can't believe that's just happened. I was wondering why the wee bits were done very low. We'll soon find out. But I'll either re-record this or I won't. So keep your fingers crossed that I do not have to re-record anything, because as you can tell, my brain function isn't fantastic tonight. But anyway, I will speak to you all soon. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you all have a lovely night. Take care. And bye-bye.